Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohn, and this week we have part two of our interview live with Kelvin Grant, the former lead singer of Musical Youth, with their worldwide hit single, Pastor Dutchie. Now, last week we talked to Kelvin, and he talked about exactly what happened with the group, how they got their start, and how young he was, and his role in the group, and the way they wrote their music, the way they traveled, and everything. And after that, I got a lot of people, you know, asking questions. They were talking about the Unsung episode and how, you know, the group, what the group is doing today. So we're bringing Kelvin back today, and he's going to tell us exactly, you know, what was going on in those years when he was out of the public eye up until now. And then he's going to give us all the information about his new music, the new company he's with, the new company he has, and how they're coming up with different new artists around the world today. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you Mr. Kelvin Grant. Once again, how you doing, Mr. Kelvin?
I'm not doing too bad at all. Greetings, United States of America, USA. Love you. Okay?
Same here.
Good night.
Yes. I know it's early over there, and I thank you again for participating in my show and such an early time over there in Europe. It's like 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yes, over here, 4:30, but we're sharp like
that. Okay. Well, people were asking, you know, they were saying, well, what was going on? Because I think you mentioned on Unsung that you had not dealt with the public for 15 years, and you gave your reasons as to why. And you may want to recap on that because of the industry and all of the things and how you decided to come back into it.
Okay, well, you see, when Unsung came here, I wasn't going to do it at all because I thought that we weren't going to get represented well. And they did interview my brothers first, and they done their little thing. And then they spoke, a friend come to me and said, come on, your side of the story. I think everybody had an hour to speak, and I only get 2 sentences out of it again. So we're back to that same stage where they'd rather the commercial side be known, and then the side of what can help the people and heal the people and let the people and overstand everything, that part get cut out fully. I'm not upset, but it's just one of those things that happen in life, and we have to be aware of these things, you know, these control manipulation situations, you know, these things happen, you know.
So with the industry, the music industry, the way it is, it doesn't seem to have changed a whole lot, but you seem to be moving forward with a company that's doing something a little different, right?
Well, to tell you the truth and to be honest, I only have people around me that love me and care for me and have my interests at heart, whether they know business or not. As long as they know good things that come from them, that's good enough for me, because it is very crucial in this time, 2015, to be in the music business. It hasn't changed that much, but it does look like it has. And things happening, and things are happening in the company where I decided to just do certain things by myself. But before I could even start to get into business, I had to train myself, because spiritually, mentally, and physically, when it comes to, as I said, well, writing a song and doing music, you have to feel the vibes. And if you do the wrong thing or a fake thing, then it will mash you up later. You know, you will pay your price for that. You can't just go around and, play anything because of profit or fame and think that you're not going to get your judgment. You do the wrong thing, you send out the bad vibration, you will get it back. So it's always good to send out positive vibration. So that takes time. That takes training, that takes learning. We were touring that much, I never get to see so much people, because most of the time in the studio, but I make sure I go on the streets, all where the poor people are, hear their cry, understand what, you know, the values of them and their children and so forth, and their aims, and see what's stopping them, what's blocking them, and things like that. And it's those things give me the drive to move on, you know?
Right, because the talent that's within us, it comes from God, and we are the vessel for that talent.
Amen.
Sorry. Yeah, and so we have to be true to that, and we have to allow Him to use us for the talent that He's given us. And like you said, a lot of people, they don't understand that, and they're only in it for the money. And in the end, there will be price to pay for that. So I totally agree with you on that. You have to take that talent and put it to use the way God wants you to.
You have a message to give, and instead of you giving the message, you're giving out some type of false doctrine, which is leading the people astray and causing more chaos, famine, this, that, all over the world. People are dying, blood is going in the ground, the same food is coming out of the ground, what blood is going in, and nobody not realizing this is not correct. It's not correct.
No, it's not. And So the new music that you have coming up, tell us about how you chose the music and how it's being distributed and what companies you're working with.
Well, this song Come To Me, to tell you the truth. I kind of like, I write only half of my songs. The rest of it comes through spirit because I just kind of like close my eyes. And, you know, I hum first, and then it turns into words. That's how it materializes and things like that. So it depends how I feel. And for the last couple of decades, it don't feel right, especially the way I'm seeing them representing music. It don't feel right. So it makes me spirit. So I had to do something and come about it that way. I'm working with most of the top musicians at the moment because I have some young men that are coming up. And they're doing okay, but you see, as I said, the people need a professional service for a professional ear. So when it comes to that, no, we have to be professional. There's no go-around, and I'll just give them anything. You have to give them a professional service because they're a professional ear, and it's a professional calling, a spiritual calling.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So all those things combined, the heat wave.
Right. So you wrote the songs, and you co-wrote with other people with the different songs that you're going to have on your upcoming EP?
Funny enough, I've written about maybe 12 albums so far, and I have a few singles. Yeah, I haven't even started to work with anybody yet because I weren't even at that stage. I've just started to maybe do somebody else's song because we weren't taught to train like that. We were taught to practice. When we're on stage and all those things, we're practicing when we're doing dress rehearsal to practice somebody else's song. But to sing somebody else's song was not brought up in us. We had to sing our own things and put our own character to it. And if we were going to, we would train up somebody else's song. But it's not good for us. That's how we grew, you know. It's very strict.
Mm-hmm. So the company that you're with, what is the name of it?
Well, I have my own company called House of Skill, but the main company what I'm working with at the moment is a company called Africa Rise Up, and, you know, it's a lot of managers that, you know, used to manage some great artists like Jimmy Cliff and Alpha Blondie, like at least 30 years of service these people have put into music each, combined up to maybe totally 100. And for my few of them going on, they've done an album called Africa Rise Up, so there's 20 different artists, me included on it, and it will be released soon as well. I'll get the dates for you. And everybody just put their own feeling of, you know, Africa and so forth. But it's not just an Africa thing, you know, because I'm on my album, I have a song called Problem, which, you know, I'm saying it's not just overseas is where the problem is for us. It's everywhere, and everybody feel it, and every color feel it, and every gene feel it. So it's not a, we're not headlining off nobody. You understand me? Everybody in time have their own feeling, and it's a come togetherness where everybody can listen to the song and say, well, okay, all right, that's the point of view. But these things are not being spoken of so people can question. So, you know, they were in the early, when I was a younger child and I was growing up with my hands around the guitar, the messages were spot on. But the message now seems like it's going one way to another place, and then the video don't match with it, so it's all like psychedelic, you know. People don't want to confuse, they want to answer. And if answer is here, then she's supposed to get it, you know?
Right. So they can go, you have a Facebook page, right, and you have your website as well that they can go to if they want to learn more about this album that's coming out with all of the different artists.
Yes, it's my website is kelvingrant.com, www.kelvingrant.com. And, you know, you can get the, I mean, it's out some gallery on there. I'm updating it all the time because there's that much picture, there's that much information I need to put as well. Although I'm just making sure the timing is right and everything is okay. But, you know, to start, there is things up there and people have left their comments and so forth. And you can buy the songs on the EP, which is on there already. So it is there and it's active. My Facebook and most of my social media sites, they're active. I'm not that active, but as I said, I will respond to who is active to me, if you understand.
So they can buy some of your material, some of your songs right now?
Yes, on my website, iTunes, and all the major and digital stores have the EP ready. I will make it known for the album. The EP is there already.
Okay, so he has it for all you guys out there listening. If you want to purchase Kelvin's music, he has an EP available on iTunes right now. And what's the title of that EP?
It's called Reggae Matrix.
Okay, Reggae Matrix. Okay.
Yeah.
And it has, like, what, 6 songs on there?
No, it has 4 songs on there. And
4 songs, okay.
Different types of songs. I have the album called Reggae Matrix as well. It's supposed to be a fusion of all different fields of reggae. Meaning, speech, tempo, word, sound, and power. That's what the album's supposed to, you know, give off, that type of influence. So that album will be soon ready now. It's getting mixed at the moment, and I will give you the date shortly and the release of that.
Okay, now, the company that you have, House of Skills, how did you come up with, you said it's House of Skills, that's the name of your company?
Yes. What happened is I was in Jamaica in the country, Westmoreland, and I don't know what happened, but I don't know if I was tired or whatever, but I had a dream, and I saw myself being taken to a mansion, and each door, you know, they had corridors, and each corridor had about maybe 35 doors going down. And there was upstairs and so forth, and each door was called a house. So there was house of love and house of this and house of that. And they took me all the way down to the bottom room, which I realized is house of scale. And there was that much songs in there. And it's like, I couldn't carry those songs, but I can carry them all in my head. So I have the words them, and I have songs similar to that automatically carrying around with me ever since. And I said, well, I'm going to call the company House of Skill because there's a lot of information within record, our record, our people's record, which needs to be heard.
Right. Wow, that's an interesting story. You have a lot of interesting stories. Wow. I've been to Jamaica, you know, once, and I've seen the different houses. There's, you know, they go up tall, like there's rooms, and then another room they build. So when you were describing that, I believe I know what you were talking about, and that's interesting. So you went down to the different levels, you got down to the lower, and then you said that was House of Skills, huh?
Yeah. I was talking about that.
So I know your roots are from Jamaica, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. But we were born in England.
Right, okay. But your ancestry is from Jamaica? Jamaican ancestry?
Yes.
Wow. So you have a lot of that, like, type of, is that where you get, like, your reggae part from?
My father always used to play music anyway, so I always used to, you know, watch him. And he showed me a different version. Him growing up after Jim Reeves and that type of music, you know, and a lot of Studio One and things like that, I listened to because of him, and I'm grateful. And then, you know, the best thing of all is that from Jackie Mitchell from the Scatterlights, from Jackie, we get introduced to Jackie Mitchell, that was it then. Because he showed us a whole range of how music can be played. And he's a man who played piano with his feet. So that's how skilled he is. You know, and I am so grateful of all musicians, talented, gifted, you know, musicians, songwriters, you know, conductors. I'm just right here looking at them, and I'm just saying, you know, some of them, when they leave and they've left their message, the message is still here strong, and it's a gift, and we have to respect the gift. We have to. We have no choice. Whether you're in church, or whether you're on stage somewhere or a platform and you can hear somebody and you know they're there, but you know it's coming from somewhere else. That is a gift. And that happens regularly. Just people try to deny, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. There are days sometimes when my drums at church and I may be tired, and I know that it's no one but God that's playing for me, and I just look up and he just plays for me, and I know that's him, and it's a special feeling that a person can get when they just receive his just become his vessel. And you know what I'm saying, it's hard to explain unless you experience it. So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, we play till we come out of ourselves, you know, we just come out of ourselves. Out of shell, out of itself, and it's like we jump out of itself. We're playing because we have a connection. There's a connection, you know. That connection is it's like food. It's like we're getting feeding. So we're in that, and that's the energy we're portraying.
Right. You kind of remind me when I listen to you explain it. You kind of remind me of Bob Marley in a sense, because I don't know much about him, but what I do know is like he was in the spirit a lot with his
songs. I miss Bob Marley by a year, but I make up with it by going to see Peter, may he rest in power as well, Peter Tosh. And, you know, I was always around musicians in general, you know. I was always around musicians. I mean, there ain't no time when a musician come here and I'm seeing, looking at them and I'm summing them up. And, you know, because I like to know there are a lot of things about the actual artists themselves, because everybody has their own type of behavior. And it's good to see. You can normally tell a musician anyway, or an artist. Not a drug artist. You can tell an artist, you know, because they normally, their breathing is very different from the average. You understand me? You can see their breathing alone, because they have to take in and take out, and it's a lot of energy. Just singing, if you're singing the right way, you're singing to the right person, it's a lot of energy.
Right. You're speaking of things that you just don't hear today's artists talk about, Kelvin. They have no clue, because they're so, commercialized, and they don't understand it. They really don't understand it, and it's sad, because you're speaking of what the real is all about, and we used to get the real years ago. We used to really get it from the artists from back in the day, and now nobody wants to, like you say, it's about the breathing. It's about, you can tell when that person is filled with that talent and that spirit, because it's going to come out. They're going to, the way they're going to walk, the way they're going to breathe, the way they're going to just carry themselves. So this is very interesting what you're describing to me. And
it's crazy.
I wish you could see it. I'm sorry. Hmm?
No, I was saying, sorry to cut you. It is crazy because to me, it seemed like a lot of musical equalization where everybody sound the same. And
mm-hmm.
you cannot open the door and go out in the morning and can guarantee you're going to feel the same breeze what you feel yesterday. So that's rubbish. When it comes to feeling, it's feeling. And everybody's
yes.
supposed to have their own feel. In the early we used to have music, you can start, put the needle on the record, and you can tell who's going to sing that song before that vocal come in because you know their style.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
How you identify somebody as somebody's record. Nowadays, you have to wait till you hear the vocal and then you're not sure because it's been tweaked and this and...
Yes. I say that. I turn on the radio and I don't know who that person is. I'm like, I don't know because, like you said, it could be five different people that sound like that because it's all
yeah.
computerized and machined that they're running their voices through. So you're going to get the same sound with different artists. And it's sad because back in the day, you could tell. Like you said, you could just tell as soon as that person started singing or even the instrumentation of the song, you could tell who that artist was, like in the first bar of the song. And we've lost that. Yeah.
Well,
so
today, sorry, continue. Today, it seemed like a lot of catchy music. Not every song is supposed to catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. it's supposed to catch you, not you supposed to catch it. You know, so,
wow.
you know, that's just how music bounds. You know, you have to give it the freedom to go here, there, and come back to you. And you have to listen back to it and say, let me play back that tune again. Because I didn't understand it, but it hold me. You know, those are different type of songs. So you have to know how to play a record. You can't just play a record and just play it straight down and it's just played. That's not... We all certain records, but sometimes you have to start in the middle, right at the end, then come back. You know, it depends how you play the record.
Wow, I'm learning so much, and that is why you definitely are a legend because you're telling it. You're really telling it, Kelvin. Now, if you want to call in and talk with Kelvin, you got like 5 minutes left, so you can call us at area code 347-237-5247. And those of you who are overseas, you call 1-347-237-5247. Call in, and if you have any questions for Kelvin, just give us a call. Now, I'm going to play one of the songs that you have on your EP. It's called Always on My Mind. I'm going to play a little bit of that, and you can explain to us where the tune came from. Let's see. Now, I hear some funk in there, some rock too.
Always on my mind, you make me shine, feeling just fine, girl like you. Got this kind of hair, sit down and stare into nowhere.
Okay, now Kelvin, in the beginning, I heard some like, was that some guitar riffs or something going on in the beginning?
Yes, and it gets more dangerous later on down the line. It was a fusion. It's a fusion. Reggae is right behind it, but I had to fusion it with a lot of things, funk and everything in that. That was for USG anyway. I done that on purpose. You know, me and one of my...
Are you playing anything? Are you playing any instruments on there?
Yes, I'm playing guitar on my album. I always play guitar on my album.
Oh, wow. So
yes.
You still play, huh?
Yeah, I don't stop. I've never stopped. I've slowed down, and then I catch it back up, and I slow down. But once you have it, you have it. You know, it's just a
yes.
matter of how your hands are suffering. Just like holding a saxophone, it's on his lips. He needs his lips. He has to moisturize his lips so he can keep on going. It's the same way with my left hand when I hold the string. I have to make sure that, you know, my hands is got the right type of moisture and feeling around it so I can, you know, press and put pressure on the strings to get some notes, chords and things.
So that was
always
like,
on,
I'm sorry, huh?
As I was saying, always on my mind is about a young lady, and I just can't get her out of my head. These things, you know, like you're a child, you know, when you're younger and you see somebody and you're in love, just eternal love. No funniness, just always on your mind. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You can in school, you can softboard, you can in the park. Her mind, she runs through your mind, and it's constant. So that's what the song is about, constant, always on my mind, you know, the love feeling, the love experience.
And you decided to put that fusion in, like, at the beginning?
Well, it's in from the beginning. As I said, there's a break and there's all sorts of things midway going on in that song. But I done that one on purpose anyway, because we as a band musical, we choose to play anything really. We just never get the chance to be heard to play everything what we could play. So I'm trying to put in some elements of what musical youth would have been today if those two boys, one was alive and the other one, if he was well, those are the type of fusions we would have been doing, because we were going to, not the matter of change of music, but we were going to play a certain type of music. So, you know, but as I said, I'm still here, so we'll just go forward.
You answered a question, not a question, a thought that ran through my mind once. I'm like, I wonder what they would have sounded like today. Because you guys were so young. And so now you've just answered it. I've always wondered, what would they have sounded like today? Wow. So
yeah,
always on my mind.
There's a lot more styles coming your way, you know, a lot more styles. Because we couldn't put us in one corner to do something, you know. There was no holding us back a certain way. And we all had feelings, and we expressed them different ways, whether they're light, heavy, sharp, soft, you know. It just depends on how we portray that, you know, and put it out.
Right. So we got like 2 minutes left, and I want you to tell us, what are your plans for the future? Where do you see yourself in the next year?
Well, in the next year, I expect to be doing some touring, but I'm expecting to push a more song out there so people can be aware and do a few more interviews and so forth, so they can know that there's another artist coming back out. And, you know, I'm not really following no style at the moment. Obviously, I would do whatever I have to do with an artist and so forth, but I'm just looking to just get my own style back out there and help push out what musical youth was and still is, you know, and leave it like that, as in Kelvin Grant, you know?
Right. So if someone wanted to get in contact with you about possible touring or possibly, you know, music, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, as I said, I'm, you know, I have the website, and it's easy for them to get to any part of it, to send me any message, because I have the website here, and I get the information. And you have the phone number, so they can phone in you, you know, and they can, you know, from there, we can start something out. But I'm available. I'm not hard to get right now, you know. I've been away in the wilderness for a while, but I come out now.
Okay, so if they want to get in touch with Kelvin, you can go to his Facebook page or go to his website. He has www.kelvingrant.com.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much, Kelvin. I really enjoyed you, and we're going to be talking real soon. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you just heard the truth from none other than the legendary singer, Kelvin Grant. Thank you so much. Take care. Next week, stay true, bless, and I'm yours truly, Carrie Littlejohn.